My name is David Machen. For most of the last 20 plus years, I have been known to various radio audiences around the upper Midwest and in California and in Arizona under the professional pseudonym King David McKenzie. Over the past few months, I have been living in Southern California, and last month I became homeless. I had been living in Lancaster, California, and was in a room in a house that I was renting. I was renting the room. And the living situation was such that stress was built to the point where I suffered a heart attack. The doctors that treated me at the time had decided that the stress that I was under was a primary cause of the heart attack. When I was discharged from the hospital and returned, the woman that I was renting the room from asked what the doctors had said, and I told her. The following day, she demanded that I leave that room by December 1st. However, in the following weeks, she became more physically aggressive and abusive, to the point where I was in the hospital again. This was Antelope Valley Hospital in Lancaster, California. I as I had said, became homeless last month as an indirect result of what happened in October in Lancaster. I'm making this audio recording at the studio of killradio.org in Los Angeles. I'm not making a video recording. I may do that in the near future, but I wish to concentrate on my voice because it was a year ago that another radio announcer, a man in Columbus, Ohio, by the name of Ted Williams, had been interviewed on video by the local newspaper in Columbus. That video was put on the internet, and as a result of the quality of his voice, he was given all manner of job offers from professional sports teams in Ohio, from Kraft Foods, MSNBC, and given support and television FaceTime by many rather prominent programs on network and syndicated television in the United States. CBS Early Show today, Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, Rachel Maddow and Lawrence O'Donnell's programs on MSNBC. Also, Countdown with Keith Olbermann, which has since gone from MSNBC to Current TV. Dr. Phil in syndication. At this point, Mr. Williams has been given a contract last month, apparently, with NESN, the cable sports channel out of Boston. And as a result, I, as someone who has become homeless, not through doing anything wrong, I may add, wish to request the same level of support from these and any other media individuals who are in contact with this MP3 that I am going to be distributing. And especially those people that I have mentioned, Maddow, O'Donnell, Olbermann, Dr. Phil McGraw, Mr. Fallon. To a certain extent, Oprah Winfrey as well, although Ms. Winfrey does not have a syndicated television program any longer. She has a cable television network and a satellite radio channel on Sirius XM. And as you are able to hear, certainly my voice has many of the same qualities, and my presentation is, to a certain extent, it displays many of the same talents as Mr. Williams. Ladies and gentlemen, last year, or I should say a year ago, because it was earlier this year, you all gave support to Mr. Williams. I would hope that this year you would be able to come through with another show of support for me. And in fact, I'm also asking Mr. Williams to issue a statement of support if he so chooses. I am physically disabled because of spinal disease, but I still have my communicative skills and I want to utilize them to work. I don't want to rely on SSI and Medi-Cal. I want to be able to utilize my skills and talents and work. My cell phone number is 520-977-6236. Once again, 520-977-6236. Anybody who is able to help me in that regard, please call immediately. And the producers for Ms. Maddow, for Mr. O'Donnell, for Mr. Fallon, for Dr. McGraw, for Today and the Early Show, for MSNBC, please utilize that telephone number. I will be awaiting your contact. I thank you much for your time.